what we've noted is that they have just finished their master plan, and they also requested some more time. So I think it's perfect. We will wait till the second half of June to look at the EAC and IGAD, where you will have more clarity in terms of projects and validation, high-level ministerial validation, etc. So this is perfect. So EAC, IGAD, let's try to schedule. Maybe our colleagues from SADC and COMESA, we should try to do this regional meeting in the first half of June. So we will, I'll be in touch with you, with the actual lead, the lead persons, the focal points, and then we'll sort this out and meet you. In any case, all these, the schedule of webinars, the latest schedule is always posted on the website, and the Zoom link and password will always be posted at least a few days before now, if not 1 week before, if we get them. Good. So I think we could now maybe zoom into some more detail or project, some questions. So I think we can open to a first round of questions. Charlie, do we have any questions yet on the website, on the chat?
No, Krishna, we don't, but there is a user who raised their hands.
Okay, maybe we can listen.
I think it's Farouk Yusuf.
Farouk, do you have a question?
Yeah, actually, I'm good. I got my answers through the discussion, so I'm fine.
Okay.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Krishna, to let them know that the date for submission has been extended.
Yeah. We will do this. Yeah. I think now that most of them.
Sorry.
Yes. Go on, Yakuba.
I mean that was the meeting of the tech task force, not yet officially extended. So we'll communicate with them when it's officially extended.
Okay, noted, Yakuba.
Sorry. Okay, thanks, Yakuba. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Krishna.
Yes, go on, Yakuba.
If there is no question, may I suggest that we just maybe show the website to see the level of project submission.
Okay, good idea.
We have very low and a show for each region. Which what is the level of project submission? If there is no question from the floor.
Perfect. Good suggestion. Thank you. I'm going to share my screen. 1 second.
Dr. Krishna, as you are sharing the screen.
Yes.
I've raised my hand there. Okay, a quick one.
Go on.
I
can't see. Actually, when I share the screen, I don't see the participants. Maybe you can say your name and country.
Okay. Yeah. It's Kazaura from the EAC Secretariat.
Dr. Kazaura, sorry, I didn't recognize your voice. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Krishna. Yeah. I noted after logging into the website that there are some projects which have been uploaded or submitted from some of our partner states. And I just wanted to, you know, understand whether the focal points in the partner states have also been given access to submit those projects. And if they are submitted, is there a process that the RECs can review and make comments on the projects before the task force can consider them?
Very good question, actually. So we'll go directly to the point where you just raised. So we're talking about the EAC, Eastern Region. So you will see when you click on the website, there's project submission. Under project submissions, you click proposed projects, then you get this list of actually 39 projects to date. And then there is a filter, you can show filter. And in the filter, when you click here on Eastern Africa, you will get only the list of projects from Eastern Africa. And you can actually select to view all of them here, not only the 10, otherwise it only displays 10 projects. So this is the list of 13 projects from the Eastern Africa region. And you will see two from COMESA, one NAFISAT, which is from Egypt, which includes all the COMESA, EAC, ECOWAS, etc. And then you have two from SADC. SADC, but still classified under Eastern Africa. So this is, for example, a project from Madagascar, who is a member of SADC, but from the point of view of the classification, the regional classifications forms part of the Eastern region. And then we have all the way down. So to answer your question, in the case of Eastern Africa, there was a training which was carried out in Addis. And during that training, a number of projects were, for training purposes, were input in the system. And then we had requested, we had written to the RECs to advise, to let us know which ones should be maintained and which projects we should delete, actually, which will not be retained for the final process. We have not, I don't think we got a reply from EAC, but this is the work actually, which the coordination work between the EAC, for example. Do you want maybe Dr. Kamu, can we focus on the EAC project? So we see project number 10.
Yeah, go ahead. 10, it's okay.
10 and 11.
All right, go ahead.
Akagera River Transport from Rwanda. And then the other one is Masaka Mwanza Transmission Line, Tanzania, Uganda. Both are from EAC members, one in transport, one in energy. So these, for example, the answer would be that this is where it requires a coordination between the REC, EAC, and these countries, and these focal points. And we know who are the contact persons. I'll show you where we find the details. Then this is where we need to Shali, please, can you mute the persons who are not talking, please? Because I can't do this when I share the screen.
Mm. Right, Krishna.
So,
Krishna.
Yes, go on.
I think what Doc is asking, whether he, the REC, is given permission to look at those projects, edit and review them. If they have to take them off the list, they take them off the list. I think
which we agreed
that they should be able to do.
Yes,
and you should provide them access to do that.
It's already done. Dr. Kamu has REC focal point rights. So as EAC focal point, Dr. Kamu, you have the right to edit, delete, modify any projects in your REC submitted by members of your REC. You have this right actually, override, to delete, etc. So please go on, but it would be nice to just to talk to the person to make sure that there is no misunderstanding, that it's agreed. All that is required is a communication, is a mail, a phone call, a WhatsApp call to that person.
Right.
The contacts are there actually. Let me show you an example. Let's take this one, the Musaka, Mwanza, whatever. If you click on this, it will take you to the actual project. So it has three parts. It has the basic information, the title, it's an energy sector, transmission line, Tanzania, region, beneficiaries, Uganda, East EAC, and TANESCO, and UETCL, etc. Then the second part is the strategic alignment. These are the details. So full details are available on this project, and the cost of the project, 200 megawatt, etc. Then you have the project contacts. So we have Mr. Zuena, Mrs. Zuena, Nwanya, energy engineer, etc. And then the additional contact actually is the same contact. So we have these contacts. So what is required here is to an email, a communication between the two of you, just to clarify. And in any case, you would know whether this project would eventually be in your priority list of projects. And in any case, we can always put projects and then to be validated, as you said, in your technical meeting and ministerial meeting, etc., in June. But at this stage, you can still initiate this dialogue. And if ever this project is no longer relevant or was only input for training purposes, then you agree, mutually agree to delete it. Either you send us a mail, we will do it, or you can do it actually. You can just go on and you have the rights, because depending on what is your login, you have the right to edit, to delete, etc. And you definitely, as Rec Focal Point, have this right. So that I think answers the question.
Yeah, then, it does answer the question.
Yes, perfect. Then what I have been say, what we have been saying since the beginning, once this project remains in the list, actually, please, what we haven't seen yet, and this is it's maybe a missed opportunity. You will see under each project here, you will see this add comments, no comments for this project. So you can add a comment. So you can add something, type here, and then you submit. This will be moderated. So we receive this mail, this note that somebody just added a comment. We look at the comment. If it's a, you know, valid comment, we just moderate it. And then we enable it, and everybody will see this comment. Then if it's a question, somebody maybe has raised a question. Actually, you could have done this, Dr. Kamu. You could have just, in the comment section, you could have sent a message to Zuena to ask her, or if you need to ask a number of, this is, the beauty of this is that many people see this, actually. Everybody sees it. If it's a general question where you need many people to see, all of us to see, and give your views, you can do this, use this, and then it will keep a track of this trail of discussion. For example, one other way to use this is peer reviewing. So you can invite people, you can invite your colleagues, your, you know, fellow focal points in other recs or the member states to give you their views, to raise questions, to clarify issues. And this field here can actually be used for peer reviewing. So your peers can actually put their views on what they think about this project, how it can be improved, if they have questions, etc. So that then this becomes a kind of a learning, a knowledge management tool, actually, where you document all these replies, question and answers, and people can just read through this and learn about this project. This is the aim of this section, but unfortunately, up till now, people have not used this. So please, we invite you all to use this function. If once we're sure that this project will remain in the list, and if there are value addition through discussions that can happen through this, it's called a discussion forum.
Okay.
Perfect. So, yes.
Dr. Krishna, quick one, yeah? I haven't logged on into the system, so... You have information when the project was submitted, for example. So, you know,
I can't see you. Maybe can you repeat your name and organization for?
No, it's from EAC again, Kazaura.
Ah, okay, doctors. Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yes. What is going to be the question, please?
Yeah. You know, I was not aware that during that training, which took place in March, the participants, the focal points, had opportunity to upload some or submit some of the projects, you know, as an exercise. So, you know, for us it was a bit of a challenge because we could not understand how did this project come up to be on the website. So
okay,
we can know the date when it was submitted, that we know, okay, this was just to test the system, you know. They are not the ones which were, when we sit down and start proposing and considering projects, that we can think about them, yeah, just because it was in the training exercise, or is this projects which the partner states would wish to be considered for, you know, consideration under PDAPAP 2. No. So I was just wondering whether I could see the date when the project was uploaded.
You're right. Actually, it was not uploaded during the training. It was uploaded after. During the training, maybe the website did not reach this level of sophistication. I think it was still an Excel sheet or maybe a preliminary website. But we then uploaded it, the technicians, the backend people, the people developing the website, just to show actually examples of projects, we uploaded it. But then this exercise of cleaning the database has started. Many recs have told us, please delete this, 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 keep this, this, whatever project. We've done this for, I think we've done it for ECOWAS, we've done it for some other, I think SADC also. But we need now to complete this process. So it's very simple. It's each rec actually just goes in the filter. They select their projects in their region, in their recs, and then they just initiate this discussion with these one or two, for these one or two projects, and then we delete it or we keep it and modify it. I think that's the process. Sorry about the potential confusion, but we have actually written to all the recs for this, but maybe this we didn't get any response earlier, so this is why we maybe some projects are still there which should be deleted. So please do this. We are hoping that this can happen now very soon, and then we can eliminate all the few projects which are left there, which are not supposed to be there. I think Dr. Feriwot had raised hands from Ethiopia, State Minister. Maybe we can hear from you, Dr. Feriwot.
Yes, thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is Feriwot from Ethiopia, Minister of Water, Irrigation and Energy. I just wanted to raise a general question. If a project is, you know, regional, means if there are some three or four countries interested or expected to be interested, then how do you make sure that this is approved by all the countries? I mean, is it just email communication enough, or shouldn't there be a detailed discussion?
Thank you, Doctor. Good question, actually. If you look at the eligibility criteria, they mention two routes, actually, two specific routes. One is the REC master plan route, if this project already appears in the master plan or any planning document of the REC, if it's an officially agreed project in the master plan, or it could be a new project, which then requires some form of official, I would say, validation across these beneficiary and member countries that they all agree to this project. So what form that takes was not clearly defined, but I think it has to be some quite formal letters or emails exchange. I know in this period of lockdown, it's not easy to meet physically and sign conventions and formal agreements, but still this can be done online. There can be online communication, online signature of MOUs, agreements across these countries to say that they agree to this project. And this can be submitted as the evidence in the process to say that this is the agreement reached across countries, that they agree to this project and they want to go ahead with this. So I hope that clarifies a little the question.
Yes, actually I understand, but just to be specific, for instance, there is a project on water transport.
Mm-hmm.
Many countries are involved.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if there is anyone who has agreed or seen the details from Ethiopian side. I'm not sure.
So you mean, are you talking about the VicMed project?
The water transport.
The VicMed project.
Where that's, is it? That's Krishna. That's, I think that's already entered by COMESA, isn't it?
Yes. It's the COMESA project. Yeah, you're right. Let us have a look at this. Actually,
it's on the...
No, I can't see it under water.
Yeah. Actually, we saw it a bit earlier.
Ah, the transport. So sorry, it's on the transport. Yeah.
Yes, it's exactly. Yeah,
on the transport. Okay, so
it's entered by COMESA.
Yes. So we can also filter it by REC. You will get it immediately. And
this is it, I think.
Which one? Which number? Do you see it?
Number two, is it? Number two?
Yes, 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 yes. DICMED is number two. Okay, so this is the project. It's a COMESA project.
Yeah.
So this is the project. So title, establishment of a navigation line. It's a transport project, water transport. Burundi, DRC, Egypt, Ethiopia, Kenya, Rwanda, South Sudan, etc. So
yeah.
So the question is, in you're from Ethiopia and you seem the you think that there's no you're not too aware of this project. This is the question, eh?
I'm aware, but I'm not sure if there is agreement on it.
Ah, okay, that's the point. Okay, so anybody from I think who do we have somebody from Ethiopia?
Yes.
Egypt. Yeah, Doctor yeah. Doctor Tiny, is that you?
Yes. Hello, Doctor Krishna. How are you?
Yes. Good.
Yes. Well, I'm talking now in my not as a of the DICMED project. This project we have. If you go through the details of the project, it's a region project. It's under COMESA, and COMESA itself was participating in all the steering committee meetings of the DICMED project, and all the countries, the Nile Basin countries, were there. We had four steering committee meetings, and we are always contacting the countries. And also the DICMED project has been approved on the ministerial level of the COMESA, and also has been uploaded and encouraged on the heads of state level. And you will find this in the attached documents that you have on the list.
Ah, the uploaded documents, you mean? The document uploaded.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And also on the ministerial minutes of the ministerial meetings of the COMESA, which were approved by the country.
Yeah. Okay. But this.
So it's already a project that the Nile Basin countries and they are moving together. And in the document, you will find all what proves that it is agreed by all countries.
Okay.
Well, actually, being in a minute or under discussion, it doesn't mean it is approved. Of course, it might have been raised, it might have been recorded, but what's exactly the status? Because I know a little bit of this. I know there were some issues which were not yet resolved, to my knowledge. So I will make sure that it is approved. If it is agreed, on behalf of Ethiopia, well, of course, that has to be respected. But if it is not, I just want to make sure that it is really discussed thoroughly and all parties are fully satisfied.
Yes, of course. I totally agree with you. On the documents that we have under our hands, and I know maybe somebody from COMESA is with us in the meeting or not. I don't know that he might support my intervention, but we can even add the latest ministerial committee of COMESA, which underlines all what's about DICMED. So on the ministerial level, it has been approved.
Okay.
And we have the documents approving it. On the other hand, so I don't know if we will wait until we find we reach all the projects. But for now, this is what I can say. Will you go through all the projects, Dr. Krishna?
No. We're not going systematically for all. We're just pointing to to the question. We are just looking at the projects based on the questions which emerge. But one suggestion, actually, I would invite you, since this is a very focused discussion on a specific project within a specific REC, which is COMESA, I would invite this discussion to happen during the regional COMESA session, which we are planning. So we will contact officially the COMESA Secretariat. We will contact officially COMESA to tell us which date they prefer. Anytime, in the next Wednesdays or even another day, actually, if Wednesdays is not. Because what we decided is that Tuesdays, we will focus actually on the trainings, English, French, etc. Wednesdays, new format, is the regional webinars. And then Thursdays, we will maintain the thematic webinars. So the next thematic is the part two of the water sector. We invite you all to join, if you want to listen to the second part of the water webinar, which we couldn't finish last time. So I think it would be more productive for the other members if we could then have these very, very detailed focused discussions on projects within the REC regional webinars. But it's good we raise this now, because this has helped to clarify a few issues. And so we will continue this discussion definitely in the COMESA, dedicated COMESA webinar, as soon as possible.
Yeah, so maybe I'm sorry, Dr. Krishna, but maybe as long as this is raised, I'd like to raise something that I have raised in our first meeting regarding one of EGAT's projects, which is GERD. Because even in EGAT, we are not there, so we cannot, we will not attend. But GERD is, on the other hand, a project which is under negotiation now, and under even mediation.
Yes. We understand, but I think we
already registered this in our first meeting. I'd like to renew it again. Thank you.
Yes, but I think it's no longer in the database, actually. If you look at the list, GERD is no longer there. We can check again. But I think it was, since it is
didn't check it today.
Yeah, we can check, but let us look. It should be an energy project. It's no longer there. It's been I think the it's been already deleted from there. So that actually doesn't concern the PDAP 2 process now, since it is no longer part of the list.
Okay, thank you.
So I see Chris Appiah had raised hands. Chris, are you still there? Chris Appiah?
Yes, I'm here, yeah. Krishna.
Please go on, Chris. We listen.
No, you addressed my concern. I was going to say that for such project specific discussions, we could move into the specific the regional sessions. So that we can.
We're on the same wavelength. Okay, thank you, Chris. Yeah, good. So, Shali, any other questions in the hands raised or chat box?
No, Krishna.
Okay.
Just a comment, Krishna, if you may permit.
Go on.
Just to note that it's good we are following, the bottom-up approach, which is a key approach to the PDAP 2 process. Mm-hmm. And, for instance, the discussion that just happened, and several other examples surrounding the submission of projects, calls for the need for the communication to member states to recognize the importance of conferring with the RECs. We need to a large extent build on already completed processes in terms of identifying regional priorities. Whilst acknowledging the fact that the regs can go into the project submitted and edit or approve or confer with the individuals, as you have explained, we are in times where a lot is going on with the regs, and I guess all institutions, you know, COVID impact, recovery plans, we are working on a whole lot of other things. So in order to limit this work, I would suggest that communication to member states who submit projects should indicate that, one, they should as much as possible try to visit their regional master plans, which already exists, and make sure that such projects are already, you know, have already been identified through some of these processes, because we should be mindful that the project submission is just the beginning of the process, and we are going to go through a selection process, which the task force will be applying strictly those 8 criterion. So it's not just a matter of submitting projects, but they should meet some basics. And I know most of the REC master plans have already answered some of these criterion. So in order not to create too much, you know, academic work for the REC focal points or whoever will approve the project, I would suggest that member states refer to REC master plans and make sure that their submissions are there. Also suggest that the REC focal points for the sectors are made known to member states. So if you can even confer prior to submitting the project online, you talk to your focal point at the REC level and make sure that this has been agreed on, or as somebody was saying, there are no agreements on other. If this have been already agreed on, then it makes it easier for projects on the site to be near acceptable, if I can put it like that. So in as much as we wouldn't want to stifle the member states' prerogative or their right to submit projects, because we are doing bottom up, we must also ensure regionalization, which is a key tenet of the whole African Union structure. You know, the building blocks are the regs, down are the member states, then the African Union is there. So that we don't do too much academic work. Time is really of essence, and going through all these projects will be a headache. So this is just a comment I would want you to include in your communication to project focal points in the member states and corridor institutions or such sub-regional bodies. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. I think this was very, very helpful. And I would just react to 2 points. The REC focal points, sectoral focal points, were circulated in the Excel sheet. Remember, in the beginning, we circulated the Excel sheet, but it's being upgraded progressively. So I will circulate the updated list of all focal points, which includes, for example, in the case of ECOWAS, it's very clear they are very, very long list of sectoral focal points, and they are also the lead, I would say, sectoral focal points. In other cases, it's less evident. Some may not have all the sectors covered. Some RECs do not have REC focal points, sectoral focal points for all sectors, but we still have some key people like Dr. Kamu from EAC, etc., who are there. The other point in terms of workload you mentioned, I think I communicated this earlier. We tried to communicate this to all the RECs. It is possible for you, we can give actually the REC focal point the rights for them to nominate, to upgrade people. This is also possible. So if you want this flexibility, and I think we have already, I saw my colleague Ephraim connecting. Ephraim, are you there? I don't know whether Ephraim, I saw him connecting earlier. So if he's there, we can ask him. That has that provision exists. We can. Yeah, Ephraim is there. Hi. We can provide you upon request, if you wish, we can give you the right to upgrade people. That is, anybody in your rec, you can upgrade them from sectoral focal point to national focal point, so that these people can submit the projects on your behalf. Actually, they can. The member state focal point can be upgraded to national focal point status, so that they do the submission, which then leaves the rec only to do the validation process, so that then the projects becomes officialized. Maybe Ephraim, we listen from you. What this functionality? Do you want to intervene?
Okay, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you very well. Go on.
Okay. Yes, thank you, Dr. Krishna, for the question. And yes, the currently assignment of access roles and permission is only done by AUC up to now, but we can bring that to the REC level for the REC focal points to enable some of their member states, the national, some of the national focal points, which are currently now only sectoral points. They can only view. We can decide who to upgrade to the national level, which means they will be able to edit their own projects, as well as submit new or propose new projects, which the REC focal points will then finally look at and see if the project is aligned with the regional master plan, or if it's a regional project, basically doing the eligibility criteria, and then finally validate. So this two-step submission, we can implement. That second component is not there, but we can quickly fix that and then give that permission to the REC focal points to enable them to do it, if it's agreed.
Yes, so I think we communicated this earlier, but maybe it was too early in the process. Now we've reached this point where this is becoming relevant. So Chris, in the case of ECOWAS, I know that you mentioned earlier it's a large number, quite a fair number of projects. So as soon as there's clarity on which of these projects will be submitted, have been prioritized, instead of one or two persons within ECOWAS doing 50, the long list of projects, you could agree, we could give you the rights, so you could then nominate specific people across your member states, specific focal points, for them to do the data entry, knowing that the ultimate validation is only done at your level, at the REC level. I hope that maybe clarifies, but your point is very well noted. Your point about the need for consultation of master plans to eliminate a lot of the, you know, the theoretical work, as you call it. So I think that's very well noted. And also we know the earlier comment that suppose a project somehow, you know, happens not to be in any master plan. I know some of the recs are fairly new, actually less developed recs than ECOWAS, which is one of the most advanced in terms of capacities and master plans, etc. So there may be new projects that do not yet appear in any master plan. That is not an issue, as long as it's documented. It has proven records that this is a mutually agreed project across the member, the participating and beneficiary member states. Okay. For example, maybe our colleagues from SADC, I see a few, I see, for example, maybe we can talk about SADC, since I can see quite a few of our SADC focal points are connected. And in the case of SADC, when we did the training in Gaborone, the message we had from SADC is that they have put a strong emphasis on the bottom-up approach to ensure that there is ownership, actually. The main worry there is ownership. That is, they do not want to be in a situation where the REC is proposing projects which is not owned by the member states. So they have insisted that the project should originate from the member states to be validated at the REC, at the SADC level. So this is the reason why you will notice that most of the focal points, maybe we can go to this, have a look, most of the focal points from SADC, actually, let's do this, 23 actually. These are the list of 23. You will see most of them have national focal points, right, except those who are from common, actually, SADC and COMESA, and also from the non-member state, I would say, who represent other organizations but happen to be in the region, like the who represent the water sector, the river basins, etc. So, but most of them have national focal point. That is all these people, and we've given this specifically to the official country focal points, the one which have been officially nominated by the member states. These have automatically have the national focal point. I see Motoho is here. Motoho from Lesotho, director for water. I hope you're still connected. So, for example, you have a national focal point status, which would enable you to directly submit projects, but then it also requires you to talk to your SADC water focal point for that project and ensure that it's within the plans and it will be validated. Okay, Shali, do you have any new questions or hands raised?
Yes, Krishna, there's a question from Iman Khalili from Egypt.
Yes. Is it typed? Can you read the question if it's typed? Or maybe if he's there, he can directly ask the question, or maybe you can read the question for us.
Okay, the question is in the form, I didn't find aviation at the subsector. What can I choose?
Aviation as a subsector?
Yes.
Okay. No, definitely, aviation is a subsector. We can go actually there. We can go to the submission form maybe. If we look at transport, if we click transport, there's air here. Air means aviation actually. Can you see the screen?
Yes, Krishna, I can see the screen.
Yeah. So once you click, for example, if you click energy, you will see the relevant energy subsectors will appear, the generation, biomass, blah, blah. But if you click transport, there's air, port, rail, road, water, and other. So clicking air, transport is aviation sector. This is where you would put an aviation subsector, a sector project. So that, I think that answers the question. I saw also Dr. Ferryworth raise hands. Is that maybe we clarify from the person? Can you ask? Are you still there?
Yes, they said thank you very much. They understood. Okay.
Good, perfect. So over to you, Dr. Ferryworth.
Thank you. I just want to. I didn't see power pools in the list. I mean, are they not considered as RECs or? Do they have a separate listing?
No, actually, that was Abdu. Actually, Abdu, if you're still there, Abdu had raised this earlier. Although they are not formally a REC, but it was very clear last time we discussed about this that they form part, actually, the RECs consult the power pools. in the energy master plans and project. Maybe Abdu, are you still there? Maybe you want to comment on this?
Yes, yeah. A number of the technical institutions, specialized institutions owned by the RECs. So virtually they can either submit through the REC or they submit as a technical institution.
So both are possible.
So it means they have access for submission form.
Yes, they should have if they're registered.
Yeah, all that is required is that they need to register. So maybe this requires some coordination because it's not a very standard. So, for example, if you're referring to to an energy transmission project, the EAPP contact point, you could ask them actually to contact us. We will provide the details. They register on the website. Then we can give them the access for them to validate. To validate your project, an energy project in the transmission sector. So going back, it would fall, if you look at the screen here, energy, it would fall under
transmission lines.
Transmission lines, that's it, the one before the last. That would be the sector, and then definitely the REC, once they're registered and once we give the rights, they can validate this project.
Mm. Oh, okay, thank you.
Yeah. Shali, back to you. Can you guide us? Any hands raised or questions asked?
No, Krishna, no questions, no hands raised.
Mohoto. Master Till raised hands. Go on, Mr. Mohoto.
Oh, there we go.
Mohoto.
Thank you very much.
Listen to me. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go on, we hear you.
Okay, thank you. I just want to confirm that from this site, as focal points, we're able to submit the projects directly on the system. At least three projects from Lesotho were directly submitted by the focal persons in water and transport. And that Dumisani from the SADC Secretariat, I can see is part of the meeting. But I just want to indicate that the SADC has arranged to finalize our submissions from the SADC sector. Thank you.
Sorry, I'm displaying actually the four water projects. We can see Lesotho, Botswana water transfer. So these are the projects you mentioned, definitely. And I think if we click on these projects, we should see, maybe we'll see your name there. Yes. Yeah. Yes, you're there. So you're the additional contact. There's a main contact. So this is the Lesotho Botswana water transfer. And I couldn't hear the last part. What did you say about the SADC? Can you repeat that, please?
I was just saying that there's communication from the secretariat trying to facilitate the submission from SADC.
Ah, perfect. So Dumie, I will also get in touch with the SADC, our SADC colleagues, but we would need to schedule the date for that regional SADC talk between SADC and the member states. And then the next question would be, maybe we would also get on board during that regional, some members from some key people from COMESA because of the considerable overlap between SADC and COMESA.
That is noted, thank you.
Thank you. Two people raise hands. Shali, maybe can you guide us? Who, I can't see the hands raised.
Yeah, sure. There's a question from Monga. He's saying, or suggestion really, he's saying that we should put the dates for the regional and REC focus meetings on the website.
Yes, this is being done. The answer is we're doing this as soon as we're getting the confirmations. And I'm in the process of actually writing, we We just, I think we scheduled the 24th of June from ESE. Tomorrow we're doing ECOWAS. I already wrote to ECAS, but we didn't receive any response from ECAS yet. But I need now to really to communicate with them and make sure that we agree on these dates, and then we will definitely put them on the websites, advertise them, and do the mass mailing. And as we get the links, we do the mass mailing with the links.
Thank you, Krishna. Damsan Mzebele, SADC Secretariat for the Water Thematic Group, has raised their hand.
Please go on.
Thank you very much. It's to confirm the submission from the focal point from Lesotho. The Secretariat from SADC, we have indeed written to our national contact points, not necessarily PIDA as such, but we have copied the PIDA focal points for this purpose, because we wanted to have a feel in preparation for the dialogue we'll be having on Thursday, to have a feel already in terms of the projects we are likely to receive from the our member states. But then that goes now with a question. I think part of the questions will deal with them on Thursday, but I can raise immediately that we already have the question in terms of the water thematic sector. You remember in the meeting, which is being continued on this coming Thursday, there was the issue of increasing the number of projects from the water sector. We are curious in relation to the water sector projects in the context of the number of projects per region, which I guess is 10. How are we going to balance the push for having more water projects submitted, and the balance of 10 projects per region? And that 10, I'm imagining it's for all the sectors in the PIDA PAP sectors. You can answer that part. Thank you.
Yes, it's a good question. Dr. Towela had raised this point last time from Arda Nepad, that at this stage we only have 4 projects from the water sector, maybe early stage, but we need more projects, because one of the guidelines which was given by the task force is that they would like to see for each region at least one project. So if we have 5 regions, so we should have at least 5, and we only have 4. But to answer specifically your question, there is no limit, actually. There is no upper limit to the number of projects per sector. We would like the task force would like we would like to see at least in each region one project from each sector, which would mean 5 at least. But the other point is that the selection criteria, you can have many projects which are in the long list, but those who make it to the 10 actually are the short list. And this is where the criteria apply. And this is probably where the real point is, that one of the criteria is called the financial attractiveness criteria, which says that, which rates projects according to their financial attractiveness for the private sector. And this is where water sector projects are maybe less attractive, because they are more long-term, the payback is lower, particularly things like irrigation dams. But this is also where we said that members are encouraged to combine, actually. This was the focus discussion which happened last Thursday, which will continue. And to combine water with other uses, energy, transport, etc. I can see Tish has raised hands, maybe in relation to this. I will let him continue just after this, but you're encouraged to multitask, actually, to come up with projects that have multiple, that cover multiple sectors, water, energy, transport, to increase the chances of the project scoring in the criteria, especially the economic impact criteria, the jobs, the gender, and the climate criteria, so that it increases the chances of these projects ending up in the shortlist. Tish, we hear you. We can go on. You have the floor.
Thank you, Krishna. We had a meeting this morning with EWP, and the same question was raised relating to the limited number of projects that may make it to the priority list. But I think one of the things that we also need to highlight is that we in addition to the projects that will be selected specifically on the priority list, we are working on a water program with GWP, so that program can then be able to provide some kind of support for those projects that may not necessarily be on the main priority list, you know. So just to encourage colleagues to continue to load their water projects, because they may actually end up being supported through the program that we are working with under GWP.
Yeah, but I would also say that nothing prevents the project, these water projects, to be on both, actually, both the GWP program and the PDAPAP2 priority list. Actually, they can be in both these, just like master plans, REC master plans, projects are on the REC master plans, and then they are in the PDAPAP2 list.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Other hands raised, Shali, other questions?
No, there's no hands raised. If anybody has a question, please write it on the chat box or raise your hands.
No questions. Maybe if you don't have any questions, we would like, maybe we use this time to run, to show actually the statistics on the 39 projects. I think there's so 39 projects. We have 15 from the energy sector, 6 in ICT, 4 in water, and 14 in transport. So in terms of regions, the central region is leading with 14 projects, followed by the eastern region. Then the northern region is still low because of the training issue. Northern region did not yet receive the training. This is planned in June. We hope that after the training, there will be projects. Southern region is also good with 11 projects, but we hope that this will go up, because you realize that if you want to fully benefit from the quota, from the 10, list of 10 projects, and if you want the good projects, then you need at least a long list of 20 to end up with a short list. Because if you have 11, if there are only 11 projects and 10 are selected, then you already have one backup project, one reserve project. If for any reason one, two, or three projects drop during the 10-year process, then you are left with, you know, less than 10 projects, which is a waste, because then you are not using fully your regional allocation. So this is why it's very important to have at least 20, 30. In some cases, our colleagues are talking about 50 projects per region, so that 10 of them are active. And then as these projects get cleared through implementation stages and financial close, the others upgrade. So you also know that this is a rolling list. The short list is not a cast in stone. It moves, projects get upgraded to the short list as and when there's other projects move on for it to implementation and financial close. So the better, the more projects you have in the long list, in the reserve list, the better it is. to have good quality projects that can make it to financial close, because putting a project there is not enough. The project must attract funding and get implemented. In terms of the RECs, there are no projects yet from AMU, which we already discussed because of the training issue. SENSAD members, three projects. Obviously, there's a lot of overlap here. COMESA 7, EAC 5, ECAS 8, ECOWAS 9, IGAD 4, and SADC 14, actually. Maybe from this point of view, SADC is leading for now, but the others, AMU, ECOWAS, have not yet responded. So as soon as they respond, this may change. So that's in terms of the breakdown of projects. Are there any specific issues or questions about submission, about the process, which you would like to ask once we, at this point? Don't forget there is this function. We showed per project, there is this discussion forum, but you also have this here, the query function here, where you can anytime send us a private question, a message, a question to us about a specific issue which you may not necessarily want to be public. This is the private communication. Otherwise, there is also the PIDA PAP2 email address from which we send all the invites. You can also write to us on that. This is the same mailbox, actually. This message will also reach us in the same mailbox, the PIDA PAP2 at africaunion.org email. Maybe Ephraim, are you still there? Yeah, Ephraim is still there, but I don't know whether I can see there's VPIC here. Do you want to take us to quickly through VPIC, Ephraim, and tell us how we can use this?
Okay. This is actually the portal for PIDA, overall PIDA, where you have almost all information regarding PIDA, PIDA PAP1. But going forward, this will be the same platform that we will be using as we communicate progress on projects, including the actual project progress. So one very important section of this portal is the dashboard. Maybe you can go to the project, PIDA projects. And then dashboard, where you can see progress of projects in PIDA PAP1. So when we will have the same, maybe an improved version of an interactive dashboard for PIDA PAP2, hopefully with more information populated, because we are having big challenges when it comes to collecting data. Even though we have a system in place to collect data, what we call the African Infrastructure Database, where we provide training to all stakeholders that they use this tool to supply us information updates. But we are still struggling in getting up-to-date information on project tracking. So we will enhance that effort of capacity building, training on the use of African Infrastructure Database, which runs behind this page in collecting information from the projects. So overall, this is a place where you get all documentation, project information, and some initiatives that are around PIDA. Thank you. I'm done.
Yes, thank you, Ephraim. Thank you. Maybe we go back to the main PIDA website. So that this was the VPIC website, the Virtual PIDA Information Center. And how it could be useful, that if you want to check on existing projects, existing PIDA PAP1 projects, this is the database where you can actually look at the projects, which are already in the VPIC, the PDAPAP1 projects, either being implemented or being planned. This is where you can find this information. So if you want to go back to the PDAPAP2, we click here. Go on, Ephraim, Krishna,
One thing maybe I need to bring here is what we have been discussing this morning in a meeting that Teach mentioned on water transboundary water projects, is that this applies to all projects also, is that there are some projects that are in PIDA 1 and submitted, proposed as PIDA PAP 2 projects. So we encourage those projects that are in PIDA PAP 1 to be resubmitted if they are still relevant and need to be considered as PIDA PAP 2 projects. So the primary source of information, in addition to whatever they have, the starting point will be VPIC, the dashboard that I showed you, where you can get preliminary information to even fill in the information for to submit as a PDAPAP2 project. And then with additional information that needs to be, those need to be submitted. So I just want to encourage that some PDAPAP1 projects also should be submitted, which already are happening. So that's just to point out. Maybe Teach, you want to add something in this regard?
Teach, are you still there? Maybe he's there, we can see him, but maybe he's not not too active. Maybe in the meantime, I'll ask Younes a question. Younes, are you there? Actually, Younes, my question. I had a question for you. We have posted the proposed dates for the UMAR training, English and French, on the website. So please, could you have a look at them? Actually, maybe I'll show it here. It's on the webinar schedule. And if you could just validate these. So you will see, actually, it's now been separated into two sections. So you have the past webinars, where you have the recordings of everything. All the webinars are available. So whoever missed, if you ever missed, you couldn't attend, or you want to listen to it again, this is where you can find the recordings, the audio recordings of all these webinars. And the new ones are here, where you can, if you can't find the link, the Zoom link or the password, it's always posted here. The latest version is always posted on the website. So actually, if you didn't receive an invite, you don't need an invite actually to attend. You just go to the website, look at the webinar schedule, choose the one you want to attend, click on the link, put the password, and you can attend. It's very simple. So you will see here, we are proposing a total of 25 webinars till the end of the process, till end of June. And as you will note, it's being firmed up on the week before. So we have we need to confirm resource persons for thematics. We need to confirm availability of recs for the regional, etc. So as and when, as we proceed, as we get these confirmations, we firm up these schedule for the next week, and then we send the links. As soon as we get the links, we send a calendar invite. But in any case, you also please note that you don't need an invite. Suppose we missed or you didn't receive the invite or whatever, you know that normally by default there are webinars on Tuesdays, Wednesdays now for regional, and Thursdays. Khaled Eljendi or Dr. Tiny, I don't know whom, has raised hands. We listen to you.
Yeah, yes. Thank you, Dr. Krishna. Thank you for the agenda of meetings, the list of meeting periods. But please, can you consider the Bayram, the Eid? You know, we're ending now the month of the holy month of Ramadan, and we have a 3 days Eid or yes, feast.
Yes. Yes.
So can we consider it when we to skip this period, please?
Yes, actually, very good question. Actually, I raised before we joined, before we started, I raised this point with Abdu, who is based in South Africa. And it appears that the Eid period varies significantly, across the continent. So I think, yes, this is a very good point, actually. Maybe this is a good way for you to give us, since so many people are connected across the continent, please give us the feedback. From the feedback we have from Abdu is that for most countries, the holiday period will happen over the weekend. So Saturday, Sunday, Monday, maybe Tuesday next. So definitely we are kind of planning to eliminate the Tuesday, 2nd of June, which was the Ummah, supposed to be the Ummah. So this is another reason, actually, Eunice, this is why I raised the question specifically. Can you confirm?
The Eid period is from the 24th for us to the 28th.
Okay, 24th to 28th of May. Eh?
Yes.
Okay.
Afterwards, we will go back.
Wow. Okay. And in the case
that's
of.
Why-
Krishna,
not necessarily, meaning that 24, 25, 26 are the Eid. 27, we can come back.
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay, just 27. What I said to you, Krishna. From 27th, you can schedule things.
Okay. Yes.
Or have meetings, yes.
So, but in any case, 24th, 25, we don't have. 24th is Sunday, 25 is Monday. This is okay. The 26th.
You have something on 26th.
Yes, yes, yes. So I understand 26th is problematic. Could be problematic for Egypt, Northern Africa. But then Abdu, you said 30th and 31st, because in South Africa it's different. Then it's 1 week later.
No, no, that's not South Africa. We wanted to push the Northern workshop so that it's in June, so that everybody would have come out of the Eid period.
Okay.
This is better. So
let's do one thing. Let's do something simple, actually. Let's look at the actual calendar. So today...
No, Krishna, it's all right. Your scheduling is all right. The only one you will have problem with is the Tuesday one, which is the digitalization webinar.
Ah, okay. So
that's
this,
the only one you will have a problem with.
Okay.
Everything else is fine.
Perfect. So I've already actually talked to the resource persons. What we plan to do is simply to eliminate Tuesday 26th and make it 27th English session. And 28th French session. That solves the problem.
Yes, that's fine. That's perfect. Fine. Because your resource persons also are celebrating the Eid.
Yes, yes, Dr. Dafala and all that. Okay.
Like that, it's fine.
Okay. So apart from that,
everything else is fine.
As from the 2nd of June, 3rd, etc., everything is fine. We can maintain. Okay, perfect. Perfect. So then that's the question of seats and all that. We can schedule that towards end of June or whatever when we have some free slot, because this is a detail. This doesn't affect the continental process. Okay, perfect. That was good feedback, actually. Thank you, Dr. Tiny, for the feedback. And in any case, this was planned. I didn't have time to update it because I was waiting for confirmation from the resource persons, but it was definitely planned to eliminate the one of the sessions to take on board this was, but I will now go on and we'll make the changes and post that there will be nothing planned on 26th, Tuesday 26th of May.
Thank you, Dr. Krishna.
Thank you. Shali, any other questions, hands raised?
No, Krishna, no questions, no hands raised.
Okay, so colleagues, if there's really no other questions, which we haven't talked about, it would be, we could actually stop here, unless you want to raise some other questions or some things which are not clear. We still have some time, 20 minutes, but otherwise we don't need actually to go to the end. If there's no other questions, we could stop here for today, especially that most of us need to join another webinar in about 15, 20 minutes. Some of us actually, not most of us.
That's fine, Krishna. I think we should call it a day.
Yeah. Okay, so no other questions, Charlie, in the chat box? No hands raised? Then I would then thank you all. And I think we had a good session today about we started engaging at a different level. It's good that we no longer have questions, very basic questions about criteria. I think we've gone through that stage now of understanding the criteria and the basic processes about PIDA. It's very clear, which is good. We are seeing the more complex questions about interaction between RECs and member states and overlap and technical questions, which is also a good sign. Okay, I think there's some internet.
I think the minister of Monga.
Go on. Is there somebody who wants to say something?
No, they have muted themselves now.
Maybe it was, yeah. Okay, so as I was saying, we will now move in a more accelerated phase of a project. We will now be focusing more and more on projects, actually. Not on criteria, not on processes, on projects. So now we need really to zoom into the actual projects and to look at the list on the website, maybe to use the website, to use the discussion forum, to initiate dialogues between the RECs and member states. And the regional webinar aim exactly at this, actually, to reinforce, to facilitate this dialogue, this online dialogue between member states and RECs. So tomorrow with ECOWAS, we'll have a first feedback of how this goes on. What is we learn from the process from ECOWAS, and that doesn't mean that's the last ECOWAS session. If we need more sessions, we will have more sessions. And again, if it's also a demand driven, this is not a one-way traffic. If you think if there's a demand for something specific on a specific project, on a specific theme, a specific region, a specific rec, we are open, just communicate to us, propose to us, we can find a date, find a slot, and then we can run something very dedicated to address a specific issue. Because you realize, as we get more specific, more to projects, we do not want to mobilize the time of all the members listening to for 2 hours with them and spending time. Time is of the essence for all of us. So let us try to focus. And more we should be zooming into more focused discussions about projects, about issues and RECs and coordination that interest a smaller group, but much more focused discussion. So I hope, again, I would like to thank you, actually. It's very impressive to see that, you know, so many people remain connected for 2 hours, and then we move ahead slowly but surely in this very, very difficult period. We are across the continent. I know many countries are now seeing heavy, heavy cases in South Africa and Egypt and some other Nigeria and all that. We can see actually the pandemic is now making more cases. So be very careful, colleagues. Take care of your health and stay safe. And let's hope we can all get out of this and move ahead, you know, with our infrastructure projects, which are actually We tend to forget that in the post-COVID world, in the economic recovery, in the economic recession post-COVID, we will need these projects actually. See, look at these projects as opportunities to rekindle the economy, to reboost the jobs, create jobs, and then to facilitate trade and all that, which is much needed to for the recovery process. Okay, anybody wants to share something, intervene? Otherwise, we could call it a day for today, and then we see you all, our Western Africa colleagues, tomorrow. The water people, anybody interested in the water thematic on Thursday? And as from next Tuesday, next Tuesday, we will eliminate the session. And we will reconvene for digitalization on Wednesday and Thursday next. Hello?
Krishna, you'll send an invite for that?
Yes, definitely. By tonight, actually, we will update the website, the schedule. And as soon as I get the link, I will send the invites in the days to come, well before 1 week before the event, and so that everybody has enough notice to book this in their calendar.
Okay.
Yeah.
See you. I'm leaving because I have another meeting.
Yes. Thank you, Abdu. Thank you, colleagues. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you all for your presence.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you very much, Dr. Krishna.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
Hi, Johannes. Johannes, are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
I think, yes. Thank you.
Are you?
Good. Thank you for today. Maybe we can end the session so that we can start the conversion and I can get the audio file. I need the audio file.
Okay, dear. Okay.
So see you tomorrow, 12:30. Tomorrow, 12:30 for the. Don't forget,
yes, the same time, no problem.
Same time, 12:30, we start the ECOWAS session. Thank you, Johannes.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Joe.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.